Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. You can call in and talk about whatever you want on this live edition of Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
Daryl.
And Johnson.
And Daryl, you told me some disturbing news right before the show, and I think we got to start off with it. Google apparently can control elections now?
Yes, or at least that's the claim based on some research that a journalist did. And he's figured out that through some various experimentation that up to 80% of undecided voters in certain demographic groups can be manipulated based on search results from Google. And, well, we've got an election coming up, and the low end of undecided voters was 20% of undecided voters who were manipulated by Google results.
That'll take care of just about everybody in a general election. I don't know of a general election that had that kind of disparity since maybe Reagan and Mondale. It's been a long time. It's been a long time since more than 20% has separated the two candidates.
And he says that given that many elections are won by small margins, Google has the power, even without intentionally trying to do so, they have the power to flip up to one quarter of all national elections across the entire world.
Wow. So how is this the case? I mean, I get that if Google was being nefarious, they could feed bad information, kind of like, like doing a hit ad. You've heard the negative ads, as they call them, during during the election cycle. Did you know that Johnson has killed babies with a hammer? Right, like these kind of silly things that they say, and then, they're loosely
true,
based on facts.
I try to do this as frequently as possible.
Yeah.
Whenever I get the opportunity.
I meant to say baby bunnies, and somehow I just dropped the bunnies. Anyway,
you would drop the bunny. Mark Edge drops bunnies. Don't vote for Mark Edge.
Mark Edge admits to dropping bunnies on air.
Clip. There's the clip. If they were running their search engine like a negative ad, certainly they could do that. But how do they do this?
He says there are at least three very real scenarios whereby Google, without the leader's knowledge, without the CEO or whoever is behind Google, without their knowledge, Google could shape or even decide the election next year. Whether or not Google executives see it this way, the employees who constantly adjust the search giant's algorithms are manipulating people every minute of every day. The adjustments they make increasingly influence our thinking, including, it turns out, our voting preferences. What we call in research the search engine manipulation effect turns out to be one of the largest behavioral effects ever discovered.
Wow.
Actually just reflecting behavior.
He writes, our comprehensive new study just published in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences includes the results of five experiments we conducted with more than 4,500 participants in two countries.
Now, Johnson, you say that this is just could be potentially just reflective of people's actual thoughts, but
it's kind of how search engines work. But yeah.
I get, when as a layperson, when something's published in the National Academy of Sciences publication, I'm of the opinion that it's going to be double-checked and verified, and other people are going to be like, hogwash, or that's absolutely true.
I wonder how much stuff they published about, say, global warming.
I'm sure they've published quite a bit.
I don't know.
I'm not one who denies global warming. From what I can tell, carbon dioxide in models.
Sorry, not global warming. Anthropomorphic.
Anthropogenic.
Anthropogenic. Global warming.
Climate change.
Yeah, global. Whatever the term du jour is.
There used to be polar ice caps, and now there's still polar ice caps, but the glaciers aren't as big.
By the way, before everybody goes, yeah, the guy said that global warming wasn't real, I got to turn. I'm an atheist who respects science, so, you know, I also respect being a real skeptic. And sorry, these scientists get busted over and over and over and over again because they're lying to get funding. So, sorry, I don't trust that stupid story because there is contention on anthropogenic global climate change.
If a scientist says something's happening, and there's a bunch of scientists that say that thing is happening, I tend to err on that side. However, I don't think that turning it over to the government is going to be a very good idea at all.
Right.
So if it is a way to sell green cars or more windmills or solar panels, fine by me. If that can turn things around, then that's cool with me.
So as far as Johnson, the point you said of, you know, like, well, search results just tend to show what people are searching for. But I've had things to where I've had people say, I did a Google search for fill in the blank and it came up with these results and something totally unrelated was like the third thing. And then I did a search for the same thing and got totally different results. So I think that, you know, either the results are being manipulated with by the Google bots, or based on my previous searches, it's swaying what I see as results.
Yes, both of those things are true.
Right.
Searches are being manipulated by the Google bots based on what you have previously searched. Yes,
right.
Absolutely.
And so what you're saying does not necessarily counter what they're saying here, that Google's algorithms are manipulating what people see in results.
Based on their own personal choices. But that's what I'm saying, is that it's the search engines are reflecting their own, you know, people's own preferences and biases. It's the same thing as Facebook. You know, people, you know, Facebook's, you know, kind of creating a bubble for people where they don't see things that they don't like.
Yeah, right, but Facebook, bubble in the sense of like a your own little bubble as opposed to your
like
own little
I
world.
Just said a few minutes ago that I am an atheist. I don't see too many religious posts on my Facebook, which is probably a good thing because every time I do, I post things harassing the person who posted something religious.
It's probably a lot better for everybody if you don't see very many religious people.
It very much is.
But remember the thing.
So much fun. An atheist, a vegan, and a CrossFitter walk into a bar. You know how we know? They told everybody within 2 minutes.
So just talking about Facebook real quick, remember they came out not too long ago and said that they were doing this experiment to basically manipulate people into being depressed or not depressed by having people not interact with them. So, like, Facebook is manipulating things, so it's not just like you get out of Facebook what you put into Facebook, or you get out of Google what you search for on Google.
That's a misnomer. You just associated Facebook, what Facebook is doing, with what Google is doing without any sort of proof or evidence to back up the fact that Google is manipulating things. Facebook has admitted that it's experimenting on its users. Google has not.
Right, but the search or the research that was done here is alleging that Google is manipulating the results.
Could.
They're saying is manipulating results could influence the election results.
All right.
Because of the search engine manipulation effect.
Hold on.
Because it is virtually invisible as a form of social influence. The effect is so large, and because there are currently no specific regulations anywhere in the world that would prevent Google from using abusing the technique.
So I want to hold on. But go
ahead. I want to say, so basically, you know, if you're someone who sits around searching for Ron Paul stories all the time, and then you get shown stuff about Ron Paul, is that really influencing the results? I don't think it is. If you search for Donald Trump all day long and you get shown more stories about Donald Trump, is that really like, oh, it's cause and effect? I mean, Google didn't cause somebody to like, oh, now they voted for Donald Trump because Google showed them stories. No, they were specifically seeking that out, and so Google showed them more of what they were looking for.
But it's entirely possible that people are only searching for things because it's popping up. Here's what people are searching for.
Maybe Google's increasing self-selection bias.
Are you concerned with Google manipulating results? 855-450-3733. It's 855-453 or lrn.fm on Skype.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You've probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to purse.freetalklive.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through ExpressCoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to purse.freetalklive.com right now and get signed up and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 25% off of everything on Amazon through purse.freetalklive.com. It's purse.freetalklive.com.
No!
That's the sound your brain makes when you realize you're buying something and forgot the coupon. Online or in a store, knowing that you're missing a deal is the worst. You need the app from RetailMeNot right now. Get thousands of coupons from 50,000 stores like Kohl's, Domino's, Best Buy, and more with crazy deals like 60% off, free shipping, and free gifts with purchase. You can get a text invite to download the RetailMeNot app 100% free right now for Apple or Android. Just text the code UPDATE to 42767. Then just show your phone at checkout to save. It literally couldn't be easier. It's 2015. Keep your coupons in your phone. Stop what you're doing and text UPDATE to 42767. Listeners will get a text with a link to download it 100% free. Never forget another coupon again. Text the code UPDATE to 42767 right now. That's UPDATE to 42767. Message and data rates may apply. For terms and privacy, visit RetailMeNot.com.
No way. Is that a real bullet necklace?
No, it's a 9mm bullet necklace with matching earrings, you'll notice.
Those are awesome. Where'd you get them?
Dave found them at PatriotNecklace.com.
Wow.
They have a variety of calibers and necklaces and earrings and keychains.
PatriotNecklace.com?
PatriotNecklace.com.
Your choice of caliber bullet includes a rugged American-made stainless steel dog tag chain. A percentage of every sale goes to military and service-related charities. And get a discount by entering GCN at checkout. Show your patriotism and support our troops with a bullet necklace from PatriotNecklace.com.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Katie Armor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Katie offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KatieArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free tactical scarf for a limited time with any body armor package. That's CatiArmor.com. Come and take it.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. talking about how Google apparently can, well, is manipulating search results. And I think to some extent, I guess I knew this, but that those manipulations could, if nefarious, change election results. And that's some, you know, very interesting stuff. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can call in and, you know, well, tell us what you think about it all. First off, I want to tell you about purse.freetalklive.com. It's also saveatpurse.com. What you can do is you can go there and you can buy anything, just about anything you want at Amazon. And Amazon has everything you need for your life, pretty much. And you can get between 15 and 25% off. That's a big raise that you'd be getting in sort of your day-to-day buying if you choose to switch over. Now, the trick is, the catch is, you're going to have to use Bitcoin. And this is your reason to switch to Bitcoin.
I'm going to hijack the show after we're done with the ad because I want to talk about Purse.
Okay. We'll go with it. Well, this is the ad. Save at Purse.com.
Okay. Well, I want to talk about Purse more because I have some stories to go to talk about with Purse. So I've two experiences with Purse thus far. The first experience, my order was canceled on me.
Oh,
which,
man.
Yeah, which was not good. But this is going to end up being a positive story about Purse, so hold on. So... The first experience with Purse, I was angry. I was unhappy. My order was canceled. Now, the reason my order was canceled is because I tried for a one-day sale, and then I tried to get a 20% discount off of like what was already like a 30% discount, and the sale ended, and then Purse has sort of a policy about that, and you know, no, you have to like earn your way up to getting a certain discount.
Yes.
And yeah, I hadn't gotten there yet because it was my very first sale. So once the sale ended and that item was no longer available at that price, they came in and shut me down. But there was like really not a very good explanation, and I didn't see any sort of contact or support or anything like that. And so that was my fault. I didn't look around enough. The links are right there in the menu. So I discovered that when I decided to give Purse a second chance when... there's a particular spice rack that I own that I think is really cool and it's unique, and it's like this rotating carousel that has automatic measures in the bottom of the spice containers. And it appears to be no longer being manufactured, and the original seller...
Isn't that the way it is? You find a spice rack that you really like, and then they stop manufacturing
it. Right. So I'm like... I freak out, and I'm like, I've got to find this thing. I look for it online. I'm like, because I only have two of them, which only allows me, they're 12 per, so I only have 24 containers of spices, and that's just not enough spices. You need to have more than that. So I decided to get two more for the other side of my stove. And so I look around. I finally find this thing. I order it, and that night, the order, so I find a buyer on Purse. I get my 20% discount, and... Everything seems to be going great. I'm like, oh, okay, this is actually cool and easy and good. I get the product today, open up the box, and I'm like, why are there Post-its on the boxes for the products? And then the Post-its read, not broken, broken. What? What? So I'm like, what is going on? And I open it, and sure enough, one of the ones is, that I've gotten is broken.
Well, thanks, Amazon.
Yeah. Some Amazon, and it was fulfillment by Amazon. So Amazon or some seller to Amazon, you know, some seller who was on Amazon just decided to ship out some broken products like, here, maybe somebody won't return it or have a...
It was the new guy.
Yeah, I don't know. So what was crazy about that is that, you know, now, because it's through Purse, I've got to deal with my buyer, right, and figure that out because he's going to have to be, you know, the person who has to deal with the return and all that stuff.
At saveatpurse.com can help you.
Purse.com.
Yeah, they'll help you with that. They actually have a...
Yeah, they've got a support system, so I contacted support, but it actually ended up that, luckily, the buyer, and this is actually where it becomes, you know, and I was going to mention the buyer's name, but he didn't want to be mentioned, so... basically what happened was is that the buyer was very, very communicative, and so we just kind of worked it out between us, and he contacted Amazon and got a thing. He said, I'm going to get it shipped to you. He asked for me to release the coins in, you know, the Bitcoin in advance, and I said, look, I can't really do that, but I said, here, hopefully support will get back with us, and if they do, I authorize them to release half of it because I got half of my, you know, purchase was good, so get that, and hopefully everything will work out, and, you know, in the next 2 days, I'll have the rest of my product out.
Thank goodness I haven't had any problem like you've had. Let's go to Daniel calling in from Tennessee.
Daniel, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hey, guys. Yeah, about the Google and voter manipulation. I mean, it's already been going on for years, and you guys actually know about it, but you might not realize it. You ever heard of a guy called Rick Santorum?
Yes. I have heard
remember
of him.
Remember what happened to him with the whole spreading Santorum thing?
Yes.
That right there is a classic case of voter manipulation, and how that can occur to the extent where you don't even need the spreading Santorum. When you just enter a candidate's name, it will pop up with the suggested results, which are based on things that other people are searching for. So a candidate with heavily negative search volume is going to have negative terms associated with them.
Sorry, spreading Santorum just sounds to me like you're talking about a product like Santorum Spread. By the makers who brought you Nutella, we have Santorum Spread.
It made me think of an organic fertilizer.
Well, that's probably not far from it if you look it up. And we're not going to talk any more about what spreading Santorum is, because that's not appropriate for the airwaves.
Well, I guess you're right that these things are manipulations, but they aren't really manipulations by Google, right?
No, they are not directly by Google, but it's a built-in function of their search algorithm that it will provide those suggested search results depending on the volume of searches. And also, I'm sure they localize those searches. So if people in your state are searching more on the negative, you'll get the negative terms. If they're searching more on the positive, you'll get the positive terms.
If you
want an example of this, just type in Google in the Google search box, Republicans are or Democrats are, and just look at all the suggested searches.
Well, let me ask you this. So if it's why do they break it out by state? So, for instance, there's a county in Maine. I'm not going to take a shot at it, but it's, Presque Isle, I know, is in that county, and it's bigger than the state of Connecticut. Texas has like 160 counties in it, compared to, say, Vermont. You know, when you look at these places, a state is a really poor way to section people out because they're really just arbitrary lines. Does Google really use such a crappy method of sectioning people out?
Well, I'm sure they have more complex ways of dividing things up. I was just providing an example
Gotcha.
Of some sort of a geographic restriction as far as how they optimize the results.
Thanks so much.
I'm sure they have better algorithms than just by the state.
Let's hope so. Thanks for the call, Daniel.
Yep.
855-450-3733. Did you hear how good he sounds? You can sound that good, too, if you call on Skype. Our username is lrn.fm. Apparently, there's 254 counties in Texas.
I thought it was 200 and something.
God, I can't believe that many. I mean, those are little squares all over.
There are some of those counties that only have like 90 people that vote.
Apparently, Google's outsmarter than me. It won't give me autocomplete options for either Republicans are or Democrats are. It'll give me autocomplete options for if I just type in Democrats in a space or Republicans in a space, but not for R. I think they probably wised up to that trick.
What do you think Democrats and Republicans are? 855-450-3733.
Identical.
855-453 or lrn.fm on Skype.
So I say to Mark at lunch, look, you know, I keep hearing from the government that, you know, they're worried someday ISIS may get here. And I go, duh, Garland, Texas, Muhammad cartoon shooting, ISIS is already here. I'm not waiting for these people to defend me. If they don't know ISIS is here already, they got no clue, I'm taking care of myself. Guns80.com, AR-15 kits, 30-shot magazines, great prices. They've even got the Hillary special. Guns80.com, that's 844-2-GUNS-80, Guns80.com.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential. Reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177. 201-945-1177. EvolveYourself.com.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicSource.com.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-481-3147. Again, that's 800-481-3147. 800-481-3147.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can call in and give us your opinion about Google. Certainly they are manipulating search results, but mostly just to give you better search results. But they could potentially, the claim is by this study, that they could potentially change an election, that they could sway as many as 20% of the electorate with manipulations. And that's kind of a... Well, it's a scary power that might be given to an organization. If you heard the last segment and you heard Daniel calling in, Daniel's listening on our app. You can go get our app for free at listen.freetalklive.com. There's lots of different ways to listen there at listen.freetalklive.com. And, from a telephone number you can call in to listen. Of course, a link to all our great radio stations, the satellite options, all the ways that you can listen at listen.freetalklive.com. Let's go to Aaron calling in from the City of Brotherly Love to talk about Google. Aaron, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hey, something Johnson said kind of got me going about... what doesn't? Anyways, the self-selecting thing, and it occurred to me that it could self-select for partisanship, that the gulf between the right and the left could be accentuated. If I search Ron Paul and my results are more libertarian leaning, and someone else searches Ron Paul and they see a bunch of hit pieces on him pop up at the top, it could color the way they look at a person based on a neutral search of just their name, depending on what kind of affiliations they've searched for in the past.
Yeah, and I think that's absolutely agreeing.
Yeah.
I think the self-selection bias, I think it's widening the divide
amongst people in general, all like this social media that's creating these sort of bubbles. I don't like these bubbles. I never have.
Well, I'll tell you, I don't know what whether that's the that's the result of what's going on now as the result of this, but it seems like the gulf is widening and widening, and I gotta kind of wonder to myself is why in the world should somebody who desperately wants Bernie Sanders to be president have to be ruled by Ted Cruz if he's the one who wins the election? I don't know. I'm just picking one from either side. Why would we want that? Shouldn't that person be able to have Bernie Sanders in charge of their government? And shouldn't the person who wants Ted Cruz be able to have that? Why can't we just...
As long as I get none of the above, then yes.
Mark, you don't seem to understand how this government thing works. It's
about
controlling other people.
That's exactly what it's about. It's about shoving a bit right into your neighbor's mouth, putting your boot on the back of their head, and steering them all over the place for 4 years and laughing while they do it. Ah, ha, 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 you're dumb.
Some people prefer either the right boot or the left boot.
They do. They do. Go ahead, Aaron.
But what happens when somebody at Google gets the bright idea that say, hey, I love Ron Paul, and I'm going to just make it so that positive results for this person show up all the time? Like, I'm not going to slant it to the right or to the left, but I'm just going to say, yeah, this candidate needs more positive results at the top of his Google search, and this one needs less.
Yeah, if that happens.
Such a simple thing to do.
Well, if that happens, it's going to certainly be, lawsuits and all sorts of crazy things would go down as a result of that.
What would happen if a person who worked at the NSA, say, wanted to spy on their girlfriend or wife through their email or telephone calls or something like that? Oh, we know, because they do that crap all the time. What would happen if a group of people at the NSA decided that they didn't like, say, what one politician or a group of politicians or, maybe one particular party or some federal judges, what their rulings might be, so they decided to use what they could find out of their email or telephone calls to sway their opinion?
I'm fairly certain they probably do that, too.
They may very well. At this point, we don't have any proof, but,
Well, we do know that the FBI is investigating pro-peace groups that they claim might be somehow funded by somebody from a foreign country. And if you're not familiar with what group I'm talking about, it's antiwar.com, and they've been investigated by the FBI for damn near 15 years.
Yeah, they're constantly getting investigated. Anything else, Aaron?
For all we know, that the government's already manipulating certain people's search results as a matter of national interest. Maybe there's a terrorist or somebody that they want to lead in a certain direction. And when does mission creep take over and allow them to start manipulating larger and larger swaths with a gag order on Google that we may never know?
Well, generally when the government's trying to influence a terrorist, there's somebody that works for the FBI that is there with the terrorist saying, I will give you a bomb if you go blow this place up. And then when the guy gets there with the fake bomb, the FBI arrest him, and then they say, aren't you glad we were here to arrest this guy that had this bomb?
That we gave it to
yeah, and then it comes out like 3 days later that it was a fake bomb that they had given to the guy.
Yeah, sold it to him. Whatever.
Right.
Aaron, thanks for the call. All right, appreciate it. Bye. 855-450-3733. Or you can sound as good as he did by calling in on Skype. The username is lrn.fm. So I guess I'm not worried. I don't know why I'm not worried that Google could manipulate the results, but for some reason I'm not. Is there any more information in this article?
Yeah, so the author here writes, according to Google Trends, at the time of this writing, Donald Trump is currently trouncing all other candidates in search activity in 47 of 50 states.
This is proof that somebody somewhere is manipulating some results, right?
Could this activity push him higher in search rankings? And could higher rankings in turn bring him more support? Most definitely, depending, that is, on how Google employees choose to adjust numeric weightings in the search algorithm. Google acknowledges adjusting the algorithm up to 600 times per year, but the process is
quite
secret. So what effect Trump's success will have on how he shows up in Google searches is presumably out of his hands. And something that I will admit that you know, like looking around on Twitter, every now and then I'll see these things that are, you know, like trending. And I'll click on things that I otherwise would have never even looked at just because it shows up on the side. And my guess is that there are some people that are searching for Donald Trump because they look under news and then they see Donald Trump is the fourth header. Oh, well, let's see what's going on with this guy. And then they click Donald Trump. And it's very, very possible. And I'm not going to go as far as to say that, you know, Google is intentionally trying to do anything. And I don't think that the authors of this are saying that it's intentional. They're just saying it's possible.
Yeah.
That Google somehow, because of the way the algorithms work, could wind up having this effect. So, you know, because of my own habits to where I've searched for things that just happened to show up in the side of here's a breaking story or here's a top story, it's very possible that people are searching for things that they otherwise would not have and then wind up getting their opinion changed because of it.
Let's go to Steve calling in from, I don't know, he's calling in on Skype from someplace. Steve, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how do I sound? All right?
Pretty good.
All right, good. Good. Well, I'm calling in because, Mark, I contacted you and, we're making Liberty Space Interest, happen with the ads. That's great.
Tell people what Liberty Space Interest is.
Thank you. Yes, it's Liberty Space Interest. It's my attempt to highlight, network, and connect people that might be interested in the way I like to pitch it is bringing liberty to space. Like if people think that that's something they want to do and make a reality, I want to try and facilitate it, and whatever I can do to help make that come to fruition, I want to make that happen. So. You can go to libertyspaceinterest.com, and you can check out all the ways you can discuss and connect there. But the reason I wanted to call in was, Daryl, Johnson, Mark, you were one of my favorite free talk combos.
And well, thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, are we going into a break?
We are. Thanks for handling that. Why don't you tell us what you're going to talk about?
Oh, there's an asteroid apparently coming in September. It's not coming. It's not.
Hold the line. Apparently we dodged another asteroid. Thank God. It seems like there's always one that's going to crush the Earth and we dodge it. 855-450-3733. Tell us about the next near-death experience we're going to have. 855-450-FREE.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. MiniCPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's called the Transcend Mini CPAP, and right now you can try it risk-free for 21 days by calling 1-800-939-8536. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend, is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 21-day in-home trial. 1-800-939-8536. That's 1-800-939-8536.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-481-3147. Again, that's 800-481-3147. 800-481-3147.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Hey, Berkey. Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting goberkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. We've been talking about, well, how Google is, of course, they manipulate search results. They do that for the purpose of providing you better results when you search. But there's a study that's come out that says that if they wanted to, they could manipulate results and change as much as the minds of as much as 20% of the electorate.
You're actually adding a few words to what is being said.
Okay.
What the claim is that without even realizing it, Google could wind up changing the minds of up to 20% of undecided voters.
I bet some politicians would be very interested in how they do that. I just told you how you can save say 15 to 25% on just about everything you need to buy in life by going to saveitpurse.com and buying it with Bitcoin. But to do so, you need to get some Bitcoin. The best way to do that is going through expresscoin.com. There you can get Bitcoin or Litecoin or Dogecoin, a variety of other cryptocurrencies. They make it fast, safe, easy, and inexpensive. They're a licensed money services business. Whether you're in the U.S. or Canada, you can use a check or money order to get your cryptocurrencies from ExpressCoin.com. They have an app to make it easy for you. Use coupon code FTL, and you can get up to $40 worth for no fee at all. ExpressCoin.com. The fees they do have are remarkably low. They're amongst the lowest in the business. ExpressCoin.com, coupon code FTL. Let's go back to Steve, who's telling us about, an asteroid that was supposed to come to Earth or something. Let's find out. Steve, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, no, I first heard about it from another libertarian blogger, Jeff Berwick. Sometimes I check in on his website, Dollar Vigilante. I look in and see what's being posted there. I actually first heard about it on Brian Sovereign's podcast. Brian was kind of like trying to debunk what Jeff Burke was saying about, like, Jeff was talking about Shemitah. It's I guess an ancient Jewish holiday is what Brian Sovereign was explaining.
All right.
And somehow, like a devastation from the skies, like from the heavens, is like one of the things.
That's one of the things that happens on Shemitah. I mean, I like presents under the Christmas tree a lot better than whatever the hell is coming from the sky on Shemitah.
Yes, exactly. And so anyhow, it was weird. It's just been weird. And it's going, you know, like Alex Jones picked it up and Before It's News is on it. And, you know, and it's just, it's getting weird. But anyhow, like I know there's sort of a wing of libertarians that I think are a little more prone to conspiracy or whatever. And for me, I think that's just maybe a little bit more because they don't have good experiences with maybe, I don't know, scientific or objective information. And so I
it's
think...
funny. I Googled this because, this is what I've heard about Jeff Berwick. And, just taking it back to the Google story that we were just talking about, you know, and whether or not results would be influenced. I mean, I just Googled Jeff Berwick is insane, and the first result came up with this Shemitah story over and over again, because that's what I've heard, is that Jeff Berwick is kind of a lunatic. So, you know, like,
yeah, he had flat earther guy on his show not too long ago.
Maybe he just wants to see how people will react to it. I mean, flat earther, who believes that?
There actually are apparently some people that legitimately believe the Earth is flat, and I would love to meet one of these people to try to understand time zones.
Well, here's what I wonder. One thing I think about Jeff Berwick, he's a relatively successful guy, and generally people don't get successful if they're foaming at the mouth.
Are you out of your mind?
I don't think I am. But yeah. Then again, I wouldn't know, would I?
There are a lot of people who get very, very successful who are out of their mind.
Oh, yes. Right.
Yeah, tons of them.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I was just going to say, look at any pastor in any megachurch, and there you go.
Yeah. No, that's a good point. And so, but anyhow, so to get a little more literacy, people, you know, if asteroids, they're out there. There are, they are out there, and some of them could be dangerous. And you know, I do think there's some legitimacy to that. So I called in just to kind of make that attempt to.
So what's up
allow
with this asteroid? What's it called?
Well, see, that's the thing. I don't even know. I honestly think it was something like, I think it was more like the prophecy is that something's going to come from the sky. And so,
well, that much is true. This time of year, every year in August, there's the, I can't remember what the name of the shooting stars or the meteorites or whatever, the field that we go through. But, you know, you can always see a bunch of cool stuff at night in August.
Yeah. And,
the Perseids.
Yeah. What I wanted to point out, there is, if people are interested in a more legitimate, you know, assessment of these kinds of things, what I recommend right now, because we have no private alternative, right? We have no privatized alternative to this, but this is the best that we've got so far, is the NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory's website. You can go there, and if you're really interested about, you know, what asteroids are flying by, are there any of them have any legitimate risk? That's the best way, I think, to go about it, is go to NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory website. You can Google. Of course, we're going back to Google. You can go to the search engine. You can type in Near Earth Object Program, and it'll be probably at the top. And you can go there to get more familiar, you know, be more literate, and hopefully not be as tricked by people who might want to try and convince you that there are some incoming, you know, heavenly threats, when I really do not expect anything to happen.
I'm reading the story from Google here, and I'm telling you that I at this point I have been tricked, and I can't trust anybody at this point manipulating the results. Why, when you know, there's the shooting stars that happen during August, which are, I guess, some meteorites. What happens to the space station out there? Do these little things hit it and, like, go right through? I mean, what would happen if, aren't there a big field of them out there? How come they don't destroy the space station?
they're my understanding is they're at the mercy. Those guys up there, they're at the mercy. There's a scene in Apollo 13 that I really like. Right after that, I think it was the oxygen tank is what there's like circuitry on the oxygen tank that exploded on Apollo 13. The commander, they're trying to figure out what's going on, and the commander of the mission, Tom Hanks plays the commander. They're like, was it space junk? Did we get hit by a meteor or by space junk or something? And he says, no. You know, he says, we've been dead already. We've been fried and ejected out in open space if you know that happened. I think you can do some maneuvering. You can try and find these fields that come in, and you can try and maneuver yourself out of the way. But there's so much energy, and that's what I like to try and show people and familiarize, educate people on. There's so much energy in these very small objects that we really have no real armor.
They're just bullets zinging around out there.
They really are. They're so powerful.
Steve, thanks for the call.
Thank you.
855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Let's see if I can resume the call here and go to Tom. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live.
Well, good afternoon, gentlemen, from the soon-to-be Free State of Jefferson.
Excellent.
Hey, in talking about Google, you know, friends don't let friends do Google anymore.
What should we use?
Well, there's a co-host, Catherine Albrecht on GCN.
Yep.
And she's put together a thing called Startpage.
Startpage, yes, she's worked with them. But Startpage uses Google results.
Yes. Yes, they do.
But it anonymizes the Google results, so Google doesn't know who you are.
Okay.
One of the things that really annoys me about Google is that you make a search on it and say you're, you know, searching for cancer cures, and then all of a sudden, all the advertising comes up on your pages for cancer cures. Startpage completely anonymizes it. They don't know who you are, where you're coming in from, or you know any other information about you. So you get neutral Google results.
Yeah, I use Startpage probably about half the time.
I don't know if you necessarily get neutral Google results, but like Google doesn't know who you are when you're searching.
It's a good thing.
It's a good thing.
Appreciate it. So, Mark, apologies. Did not mean to cut you off on that. So finish the thought about you said you use Startpage.
I just don't remember how to make my browser do it. Sometimes I used to be really good about it, using Startpage all the time.
It's easy. Just go to startpage.com, and if you're using Firefox, just click Add to Firefox, or it'll have a link there to add whatever.
I think that's the problem. I'm using Chrome these days. I get angry at one browser or another, and then I'll switch, and I'll switch back, and you know, it happens every 18 months or so.
As you should. Use Chrome and Gmail, and you should also use Google Voice and, you know, give all your information to Google on one place so that they can properly monetize you and, you know, customized ads.
Google wants to be the mind of God. Thanks. We're not going to allow that.
Thanks, Tom. 855-450-3733. Does Google scare you? It sounds like they have a lot of power. 855.
For your soulmate, someone you can trust who will never betray you or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Hi, Chuck Woolery here. I don't know about you, but I don't like taking pills for minor arthritis pain, and I don't like those patches either. But I've found something that works. Australian Dream Arthritis Pain Relief Cream. It's a great product. Doesn't smell or burn, isn't greasy, and it works. And Australian Dream has an empty jar guarantee. You can use the whole jar. If you're not happy, you get your money back. But I doubt that you'll send it back, because this stuff works. Australian Dream is available at Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid, Walmart, Target, and other drugstores and supermarkets everywhere.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.